How would you rate Pekin's recent development, and what, if anything, do you believe the city could do to bring more businesses to town? With Mr. Keyser.
If we're talking about economic development, I guess the question would be, should we pay businesses to come here? I'm not sure that's worked so much in the past. Give you an example. Buffalo Wild Wings and Dunkin' Donuts are two new businesses in town here. The city did absolutely nothing, spent not one cent to get these businesses to come here. Why did these businesses come here? They came here because they felt like they could sell their product to Pekin citizens. The thing that we need to do is make sure that there's more money in the citizens' pockets. If we can do that, then the citizens will be able to buy more stuff. And if they can buy stuff, there's demand. And demand will make the businesses want to come here.
Mr. Knutz.
I would love to see the city attract many businesses. We have the new facilities, Dunkin' Donuts and Buffalo Wild Wings, but there's room for a lot more out there. I'm used to having restaurants at my disposal, not that I look like it, but I do enjoy eating, and being from Chicago originally, I could go anywhere I wanted and find restaurants. We don't have the greatest of restaurants. We have good restaurants, but we don't have that, well, some places that you like to eat at once in a while on a special occasion. I do think we've attracted and we've kept. It was very important to keep Enviro safe here. We have the Wheelworks and other businesses in the business park. There's room for them as well to fill that park and bring people in. And an incentive is not necessarily the top priority.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Lane.
On the job situation, it costs a lot of money, as anybody knows who's in business, like some of these folks here who are. To create jobs and to have a company and a small business that you can run. So cost factors are part of it involved, plus all the other restrictions and codes and stuff that you have to meet in order to open up a business. If it was easy, everybody would be doing it, but we need to get more jobs, that's true. But there was a talk here a while back about bringing a fish factory here to Pekin, but there was a lot of flack against it because some people didn't like the idea. But sometimes the jobs have to be where the work is. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Lane. Mr. Luft.
Moving forward economic development, it all starts right here in this chamber. I said it in the paper, and I hate to keep repeating myself, but I'm up here to say what the people have been saying to me. As I said before, I've gotten phone calls from outside sources that want to come here, that want to help us, that want to help us improve and move forward. We cannot do this on our own, folks. We can't do it from the inside. We have to have long arms to reach out to others that want to help us reach those goals. Look at what East Peoria did. They got their council together with their mayor. They decided who they were as a community. They set their goals, and they went out, and they worked hard to make it happen. We're not East Peoria. We're never going to be. We cannot cookie-cut ourselves in East Peoria, but we can follow a philosophy and an attitude that has worked for others, and it all starts right up here.
Mr. Richardson.
Again, I think we have to be diligent about attracting new businesses to the area, and not only attracting new businesses, but we need to do whatever we can to retain the existing businesses that we have. I think you look at EnviroSafe. I know that somebody said that. My friends Randy and Julie Price and what they've been able to do and invest in this city. I remember as a younger kid going to visit my mom who worked downtown, and Excalibur Seasoning was downtown, and just the smell that you would have every time I would go visit her, and what that's become now. It's this huge corporation in town that that we're so grateful that we have, because it puts money into our economy. It employs a lot of people as well. I think when we look at other communities, we have to be competitive. That doesn't mean that the city should turn into a bank just handing out money to anybody that asks for it. We have to look, what's going to be the return on our investment? How many employees will be employed if we bring this new business to the area? What's the economic value to our city as well? And I think all of those things have to be looked at.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Schmidgel.
The proper development will bring the proper businesses. The riverfront has no restaurants. We have a great park down there, but that's it. You know, there's nothing to do down there besides run through fountains, which is great. But what do you do after that? You know, where do you go? There's no place to buy an outfit downtown. There's no clothing stores. There's no resale shops that are currently open. I don't necessarily agree with the big box idea, but it does bring jobs. Those types of franchises may not need as much help or development from the city as a small business owner. My business was indirectly affected by the TIF funding, which I agree with. I think that the businesses that do pay their sales tax and should be redistributed for those purposes, those businesses. So there's a wide range of resources we could look at to help those people.
Mr. Abel.
Well, nowadays, as I've learned working on some economic development committees for the mayor, businesses come in and look at you before you know they're around. They're looking at the community they're thinking about, and you don't have a clue they're here. Well, here again, we're back to how do we look to them? Our pride in how our city looks, not just our private homes, the streets. We've heard about the grass and the cracks in the sidewalks, all this. They check you out before they even think about asking to get any more information from you. Websites, Channel 22, all that is a picture they want to get before they even come and talk to you. So it comes back to taking care of our own city, private property and everything, so we are a good picture to somebody else.
Mr. Brimham.
Okay, I think it starts with you and me. We need to take pride in Pekin. We need to cut our grass, anything else. Then when it comes to the businesses, they will want to locate here. If our streets are good, our buildings are good, and upkeep is up, the people will want to come here. It starts with us. I think every business in Pekin should be treated the same, whether you're new business or old business. The TIF district, I see where they're trying to redo the Court Street, but we've got other businesses in town too. I think they all, if they're going to get a break, they should all get a break. And I hope they can do it within our budget.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Dennis.
It's very true. If a business would like to relocate to the city of Pekin, they're definitely going to be looking at the appearance. They're going to be looking at what the perception of the city is from those that are inside the town and also mostly from those outside. But I believe that one of the biggest things that we're missing is that it's important that we look at the development of homesteads, new construction as far as homes to attract people to move to the city of Pekin. Granted, the appearance needs to be definitely worked on in all aspects, but the city should look at the goal of trying to attract developers to come in and build residences, residential homes, apartments, and so forth, to attract people that do work in other communities such as Peoria to come down here and move and enjoy what we have with the Park District and what the city of Pekin once was. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Dennis. Mr. Juckums.
I think one of the biggest important things that we need is the comprehensive plan on how we will bring business, retain business in the city of Pekin. That's something I haven't heard, and that's an important part. We have to find what areas that we want to target for new development and what type of development we want in those areas. So we have Riverway Business Park, which is a great asset for us to bring more living wage jobs to Pekin. As the city owns property there, we need to make sure that we give highly competitive interest rates for selling that property, so that we can more attract those businesses to City Pekin. We may not have the liquidity or the cash flow to be able to give out to provide money for low interest loans and things like that at all times, but there are other ways and means that we can do that. You know, we have a great TIF district right now in Court Street that we are working on and helping different developments down there to help revitalize the outside of those buildings. And those are the type of things we need to do. We need to look at enterprise zones, TIF districts, and what other low-interest ways we can help folks with what we already have as assets.
Thanks.
And develop a plan.